You're listening to SBS News.
A young Saudi woman who had barricaded herself in a hotel room at a Bangkok airport has left the hotel in the care of the United Nations Refugee Agency and Thai immigration officials. Thai officials had initially tried to return Rahaf Mohammed Al Kanoon to Kuwait, where her family is. But the 18-year-old refused to board a flight on Monday and barricaded herself into her airport hotel room. She told authorities she feared her family would kill her as she had renounced Islam. A Thai immigration officer has told Ms. Al Kanoon she was denied entry to Thailand because she lacked correct documentation. Ms. Al Kanoon then took to Twitter and pleaded for countries to help her, including United States, Canada, Britain, and Australia. Her social media account attracted more than 66,000 followers in 48 hours. Her story caught the attention of the United Nations Refugee Agency, and she has now been allowed to enter Thailand, where she is in the care of UNHCR. Ms. Al Kanoon tweeted that she felt safe under their protection with the agreement of Thailand authorities. She also added that her passport had been returned to her after being taken away on Sunday. Ms. Al Kanoon says she wants to go to Australia to seek refuge there. The refugee agency has 5 days to consider her status and an additional 5 days to arrange travel for her. They will also arrange to meet Saudi diplomats to explain Thailand's decision. A woman named Noura, who also fled Saudi Arabia and is now living in Australia, has told BBC Radio she's been in contact with Ms. Al Kanoon and believes Ms. Al Kanoon's father is working with the government.
She's from a conservative and strict family. There are as many of Saudi families. They don't allow women to have their essentials right, of course, with consent of Saudi government. I think her father, he working with the government.
The BBC radio presenter asked Noura what Ms. Al Kanoon's frame of mind was when she spoke to her.
She's terrified. She didn't get enough sleep or food, and she refused to open the door, and she won't open the door until the UN arrive.
And it's your understanding that everything that she is saying is absolutely true, that her family will... She spoke to our programme yesterday and she says that her family will kill her, that her life is in danger. My family threatens to kill me for the most trivial things.
Yes, they will.
You seem very sure.
Because they are Saudi family, and I am from Saudi family, and I know.
Rights groups, including Human Rights Watch, have expressed grave concerns for Ms. Al Kanoon, who had travelled to Thailand for a connecting flight to Australia, where she hoped to seek asylum. UNHCR's Thailand representative Giuseppe De Vincentes says the agency will now assess her case.
An assessment has been initiated, independent assessment by two UNHCR colleagues. I cannot, of course, figure out what will be the decision, but we have strongly advocated with the Thai government and we have received reassurances that pending the completion of the assessment and any decision, she would not be sent back, because that would be case of Raful Monk, and where her personal freedom could be put at risk.
Raful Mon is where an asylum seeker is forced to return to a situation where they are liable to be subjected to persecution and is prohibited under the UN Conventions on Refugees. Thailand is not a party to the 1951 Refugee Convention or its 1967 Protocol. Ms. Al Kanoon was granted a 3-month visitor visa by the Australian Department of Home Affairs on December the 6th last year. Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.